Hello, and welcome to One Single Thought, the podcast where two Christian single women take theological deep dives and bring perspectives on life, mixed with levity and joy. Heather, welcome to episode 45 of One Single Thought.
Yes, welcome everyone.
So we're back in Studio WSC. We haven't been in here in a while, so we're happy to be back.
Yeah, we didn't know when we were ever going to come back.
But here we are. But we're here.
Illness and traveling and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, my voice is back. Heather's back in town. It's all good.
Yep.
And let me just say that Studio WSC today has a guest here in this closet. It is Lindsay Cook!
is this the Price is Right?
I'm spinning the wheel, y'all. Here we go. Oh, $1! $1, Bob!
That was the horn on Rose's wheelchair.
Power wheelchair, that's right. We love it.
Sounds like the Price is Right wheel.
Well, welcome back, Lindsay.
Thank you so much. It is a joy and an honor to be here
and
in
Lindsay's
this closet.
Got news.
Lindsay, what's your news?
My news is that I will become a married woman in September.
Whoop whoop!
That is crazy.
It yes. is crazy.
I will be Mrs. Penny.
Yes, Mrs.
She's going to be Mrs. Penny.
Shout out to my hottie fiance.
And he Seth. Is a hottie.
Well, congratulations. We're very, very excited.
Thank you very
and
much.
And in honor of the occasion, Studio WSC had a new perk tonight, water bottles. So everybody got a bottle of water for our episode
We're moving
tonight.
Uptown in here.
We are. I just need to get a fridge in here so we can keep them in the studio.
Let me tell you, this is the freshest water I have ever drank.
That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. Everybody's going to want to be a guest on One Single Thought. So we are really excited to have Lindsay back and have her exciting news that we're all very excited
yes.
about. So not to put a damper on the episode, but last week we had some pretty terrible news that as a country that we heard about Mandisa.
Yes.
You know, for those of y'all that may or may not know, at the time of this recording, Mandisa was found deceased in her home last week. She was 47. She was an American Idol contestant. She didn't win, but she kind of launched her into a really good Christian music career. And I'm telling you what, just look up her songs. Like, she could worship like no other.
Yeah.
She was awesome. Mm-hmm. So we are taking one of our non-regular series to a close today. We've been doing across almost a year, the four characteristics of a healthy church. Episode 19, we talked about truth. Episode 25, we talked about community with Melanie Cox. And episode 30, we talked about missions. I'll put a link to all those episodes in the show notes. Mm-hmm. So our final pillar, our final characteristic of a healthy church is worship. And that's why we have Lindsay here with us today.
Yeah, we have Lindsay with us because Lindsay's on our worship team at 9th and O Baptist Church, NAOBC.org. Rose always puts it in the show notes.
Always.
Yes. And so we thought we'd bring in someone who actually leads worship in a sense on Sundays. Part of worship is music, for sure. And that's something we all know from Sunday. If you go to church on Sundays, you know, there's usually always music. But worship is not just the songs we sing. There's more to it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is that worship, it's more than music.
It's more than music.
So Rose, let's start with what the Bible says about worship. What does it say about worship?
In the Bible, it talks about worship as being both a way of life and a specific activity. So we think about worship, it can refer to an overall lifestyle of serving and glorifying God and reflecting His glory to others. I'm going to read Romans 12:1, and this is how Paul defines it. He says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship." So Paul defined it in Romans as our bodies being a living, us being a living sacrifice, and that is really true worship. Now, if we take the Greek word for worship, it is proskuneo. That's how you pronounce it in Greek. And that means to encounter God and praise Him. So when we talk about worship, it's not only what we consider as an activity that we do, either individually or in corporate, but it's also a lifestyle. Our lives are living sacrifices of worship to the Lord. So Lindsay, how does our church view worship as it relates to music?
Well, we come together every Sunday corporately and we praise our God and we exalt His name together every week. And as somebody who is on the worship team and helps lead, we come humbly, joyfully to help lead that time of worship with the congregation. Mm-hmm. It's a really good time to remember what the Lord has done and to reflect mm-hmm. on biblical truths and to mm-hmm. sing it back and give that praise back to God as a church body.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, so before a service, like I know sometimes I see you all on the stage like preparing, but I'm pretty sure you all do stuff like to center your hearts on the Lord before a service. So what do you all do as a worship team?
Pastor Craig will often read us a scripture and give us a short devotional or a prayer time. So mm-hmm. we'll ask for prayer requests before the service and before worship practice too.
Nice.
And then even with mm-hmm. the choir, we will do a prayer before we sing, and Roger will, our choir director, will give us, usually will provide a devotional at the end of every practice too.
That's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that our leadership does really well is communicates with the team what our vision is as a church. What are we trying to do? How are we trying to worship? And what are ways we can get our hearts right in order to help prepare the congregation to worship too? Heather, what do you think worship looks like individually versus corporately?
Well, corporately, you know, we talked, Lindsay, you just talked about what it looks like as a worship team leading music. Music is a very big part of corporate worship. You come together, you sing praises to God, proclaiming truth to each other through that too. I think that's part of it, because when you sing to God, everybody's hearing that, so you're claiming that truth, and that's why it's very important that music is very theologically sound and biblically based. And I know we do well at making sure that music is very theologically sound, not only because we want to proclaim truth from scripture to the Lord, but also to each other. And corporate worship, I believe, also it's not just in the music, but in how we conduct ourselves with each other, and then the things that we are teaching. I think if we're edifying the Lord in what we're doing as a corporate body together, I think that's part of worship. And then how do we, you know, minister to the lost? So all that comes into play, I think, as part of worship, how we're showing adoration and praise to God through the things that we're doing and saying as well. Individually, I think that worship, you know, music is the obvious thing. If you like to sing, like I, you know, sing in your car. I'm not in the worship team. I'm not in choir. You know, if you sing in your home or sing in your car or sing in church, that can be a private way of worship individually. If you have a family, you're singing with your family, singing hymns together as a family, teaching your children rich theology through music. That's great. Individual worship is also in the prayers that we pray to the Lord, things that we say back to the Lord in our prayers. Maybe we're just quoting scripture, worshiping through reading Psalms and praying that. But then also in line with Romans 12:1, which you read, that we are living our lives in a way that glorifies the Lord in the things we do and say, that is an act of worship. And so worship isn't, again, it's not just what we sing or the music we listen to or even the things that we're saying to the Lord verbally. It's how we're conducting ourselves, living our lives. What are we doing to bring adoration to Him? So, Lindsay, what is our church's vision for worship as it relates to music?
I think one of the biggest things that we try to do is worship in spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. Like what you were talking about, we do sing a lot of really rich theological songs that are very rich with good theology and have a lot of biblical truth. And I think that is one of our goals as a corporate body, is to make sure that we are singing truth to the Lord every Sunday and sharing that with one another. Mm-hmm. And then in spirit, that we are led by the Holy Spirit and that He guides us to sing that truth. And so one of the important things as a worship leader on stage is that we are walking in the Spirit on a daily basis also. So mm-hmm. it needs to come from our spirit that has been fed and watered throughout the week mm-hmm. and not just on Sunday morning. So mm-hmm. we want to be in a place where we're humbly coming and praising the Lord genuinely mm-hmm. with the corporate body and not as a performance or a show, even though we want to bring our best yeah. and our best talents and our best gifts and give our best. But that ultimately the most important thing is that it's comes from the Spirit and that it's genuine exaltation of our Lord.
So Lindsay, can you share with us how God led you to serve in worship ministry? Because I know Ninth and O wasn't the first place you served in worship ministry.
Sure. I started when I was about 16 years old at my home church in Southern Indiana of about 130 people, maybe. And I think at the time, my grandmother used to play the piano at our church. So I spent a lot of time learning from her and learning how to sing harmonies. And then she got sick and stopped playing music at our church. So another fellow took over. And I think he, if I remember, because it's been a long time ago, but he had asked me, because he knew I played guitar, if I would be interested in singing with him. And so at 16, I started playing music at my little home church. Since then, I've played at every church I've been a member of since then. And I just feel like it's a talent that the Lord has given me to be able to hear music and play it. And I think of the parable of the talents, and I think I need to share this and honor the Lord and encourage other people with it too. So I've always felt like it's something that I need to honor the Lord with and not just sing in the shower or in the car, even though I really enjoy doing those things.
Yeah. So you play guitar. Now you play keyboards, right?
Not at church. I play it. I do play some, but mm-hmm. I don't lead or play on stage.
So Lindsay is probably one of our, we have more than one guitar player that is a female, mm-hmm. but you're probably maybe the main one that sings and plays. But like personally, what other, do you play other instruments?
Well, I mostly sing, I can sing alto harmonies, sometimes a tenor part, and lead vocals, guitar, rhythm guitar mostly. I don't play mm-hmm. much lead. And I tinker around on the piano. I've been known to rent a trumpet and a banjo. And I have played in the past at the little home church, the cajon, which is a box drum that you sit on top of and you beat the front of it with your hands. And funny story, one time we wanted a shaker sound. So we didn't know, it was just me and the worship leader. We didn't know how to incorporate the shaker sound. So we decided it would be a great idea to duct tape the egg shaker to my leg on the inside of my pants. And so I'm playing the cajon and shaking my leg and everyone is looking like, where is that egg shaker sound coming from? And so that was a sneaky way to incorporate the egg shaker.
Nice.
So I have played the egg shaker. I wouldn't say I am an expert in egg shaking, but I have been known to play it.
Nice.
Heather, if somebody's listening to this episode and they want to find practical ways to worship, what would you tell them?
Well, obviously, listening, singing praise music on your own, or especially corporately, is a great way to practically worship, because even if you can't sing, if you're afraid to sing in front of people, but if you're on your own, crank up the music in the car, then sing your heart out to the Lord. Because especially if you can find a good song with that's very solid biblically, that's great. It's a great way to lead you to a place of worship, especially if you don't feel very worshipful in that moment. Maybe just turning on the music will get you there. Reading scripture might be the better way to get started on that. If you're trying to find the right attitude for worship, start in the book of Psalms and just read through those. The words of scripture teach you how to worship. So reading the words, praying those words, speaking those to God, even though they're David's words, that's just a great way to get started with worship. If you're not sure what to say to the Lord, and worship is just words of adoration. So once you've got scripture inside your head and your heart, then you're going to be more easily, you'll find it more easy to actually speak the words on your own back to the Lord. But then also just observing God's creation. And we're not saying, by saying this, I'm not saying that spending time outside is a substitute for going to church, because I think a lot of people use that excuse that I worship the Lord all the time. I just go outside and go fishing or whatever. But observing the handiwork of the Lord and seeing what he's made, especially in nature and creation, and or if you're a science nerd, just looking at like the way cells are made or way the universe is designed, that those kinds of things can naturally bring about adoration and praise to God for what he's done. And then especially like just reading scripture out loud, go to the New Testament, read the Gospels, read what Jesus has done for us as sinners, read Romans. Those are great places to go just to stir up those feelings of worship that you want to give back to the Lord, praise and adoration. In other ways, just practically just living your life. How do you live your life? And is it glorifying to God in the way you love others, the way that you serve the Lord, and your words and actions? Is that honoring the Lord? Those are some practical ways to worship in addition to singing, in addition to music.
I want to say that also another thing is, and a lot of times people have a hard time going to sleep at night. And I think listening to praise and worship music at nighttime is kind of a scary time. I think typically when you struggle is when it's dark. So a lot of times when I struggle, if I don't have my TV on, a sleep timer or something, I'll turn on praise music. And I just found today, as a matter of fact, it's a Spotify playlist called Scripture Lullabies. I'll link it in the show notes. And I know that sounds kind of maybe like it's for children, but it's not. Like, it's just very soothing hymns that they're done in a soothing way. So that's another way you can kind of intake and worship God as you're falling asleep at night.
That's great. As we wrap up that topic, just remember, worship is more than music, and there's all kinds of ways to worship the Lord. Rose, what is our one random thought?
Our one random thought is also our one singing thought today. It is, when I survey the wondrous cross. All right, that was written by Isaac Watts, who was an English congregational minister. He lived like in the 16 and 1700s. He was also a hymn writer, a theologian, and a logician. Back in the day, when these hymn writers wrote hymns, it was pretty clear they were theologians because it was full of lots of truth. But Isaac was a prolific and popular hymn writer, and he is credited with writing around 750 hymns. Now, his works include When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, which I just sang, which is very rich. That's also one of my favorite hymns. He also wrote Joy to the World. So he also wrote Our God, Our Help in Ages Past. So Isaac Watts was quite the hymn writer. So Heather, what's our Ricky thought today?
Well, I don't think it ties into worship, but maybe it does, because Ricky has come to worship the TV. My Ricky thought is, he is a true TV junkie. He will now beg me to turn on the TV. Now, I mentioned this a while back, I believe. One of my Ricky thoughts was that he was fascinated suddenly with the TV when he never was before. But now there are certain YouTube channels he likes to watch, particularly birds and mice videos that I find on YouTube that are made for cats. And all it is just birds eating seeds and stuff. And he loves that. The other night, Thunder Over Louisville was on TV, which is the biggest fireworks show in the country, I think.
It is in North America. Yeah,
and it's here in Louisville, and it was downtown, and they televised it. And so I had that turned on. I was in my room. I was laying in bed, watching TV, watching the fireworks, and Ricky was settling down on the bed. So I thought, you know what, this would be really cool if I turned off the lights because I'll feel like I'm there, you know, watching the fireworks. And Ricky's kind of doing his own thing. All of a sudden, I flip off the lights, and Ricky is suddenly glued to the TV. It was like he was at the movies. He just got quiet and got curled up and just watching the fireworks. And he is a TV junkie. And Lindsay has a cat named Betty.
Her full name is Betty Boop.
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop Cook.
That's right.
Do you have a Betty thought for us?
A thought that I have about Betty is that she loves the tub.
Oh.
She will run and jump in the tub behind the curtain. And when I shower, she waits for me right outside of the tub.
Does she try to get in the water?
No. One day I turned the water on and she wasn't interested. She just wanted to sit in the dry tub.
Cats are so weird.
I don't understand her.
Does Betty, she doesn't like to get a bath, does she?
No, I've never tried.
Oh.
I feel like she might claw me.
All right, Rose, what is our one single question?
Our one single question today is, what is your favorite hymn and why? So, Heather, what do you got for it?
I have a lot of favorite hymns, and I could not pick one. One that I've always loved is Great is Thy Faithfulness, which just the simplicity of that, of trusting in the Lord and recognizing what he's done for you. I think that has always been one of my favorites. Rose, what is your favorite hymn?
Man, I think it's hard. I had a hard time picking one, but I just settled on It Is Well. So the reason I picked It Is Well is because Horatio Spafford, who wrote the hymn, actually wrote the song right after his four daughters died from a sinking ship, and he lost all of his children. And just to know that he wrote that right after he heard the news of his daughters, all four of his daughters' death, just, I don't know, it's very inspiring to me. So yeah, so I love that song. I love the peace that it brings when I sing it. I could choose a lot, but that one is probably the one I would say is one of my top five for sure. So Lindsay, what is your favorite hymn? And it can't be Seth Penny.
He is my favorite hymn. That is for sure.
H-I-M.
But I was having a hard time narrowing it down to one. So I narrowed it down to 30. No, I'm just kidding. I narrowed it down to three. In Christ Alone, It Is Well, and Great is Thy Faithfulness. And no, I did not steal from Rose and Heather. But those are three of my favorite because I love to sing songs about our hope in the Father and why we can trust him and how faithful he is and how he brings us peace and comfort.
All right. Well, we are wrapping up this episode for today, and we are planning to be back in 2 weeks, back on our rotation.
We are. We've been working a little to get back. That's right. We're working to get back in our rotation.
So we will be back in your feed on May 8th. Rose, take us out, please.
And until next time, don't follow your heart, follow God. We hope you've enjoyed One Single Thought. Our theme music is provided by Lindsay Cook, and we're so happy you joined us. Please be sure to share this episode with a friend, and don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss a single episode. We'd love it if you'd rate and review our podcast so more people can find us and join our tribe of listeners.